今天的题目是如何不忧虑？
Our topic today is how not to worry.
经文取自这个腓立比书第四章第六到第九节。
The passage is from Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 9.
请大家打开圣经，腓立比书第四章第六到第九节。
Please open your Bibles to Philippians 4, 6 to 9.
腓立比书第四章第六节，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借作祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐处人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。弟兄们，我还有未尽的话。凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行。愿赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you.
什么是忧虑？
So what is worry?
在英文圣经的翻译本，你可以找到worry, anxious,careful.
There are several translations in English Bibles, worry, anxious, careful.
从这个希腊文的意思来看，
If we look at the Greek meaning,
一个人忧虑的时候，
When a person worries,
他心里会感到混乱，
His heart is troubled,
心思会分散，
And his mind is scattered,
心不能够集中。
Can't concentrate.
情绪失去这个控制。
And he loses control of his emotions.
Worry 是现代的英文用词。
So worry is English word today.
古老的英文用词是 strangle 这样。
In ancient or in older English, sometimes they would use the word strangle, right?
一个人被热住啊，是不好受的。
If a person is strangled, it's bad.
他不能够呼吸，甚至会造成死亡。
He can't breathe, and he may even die.
那古老的英文形容忧虑，好像被热死一样。
And so, old English used the word strangle to sort of, use this to use strangle to describe worry.
忧虑不只影响到一个人的心理。
Worry just doesn't just affect a person's heart.
也影响到一个人的生理。
It can affect their physiology as well.
所以当一个人忧虑的时候，
When a person worries,
他的心思被分散。
His thoughts are scattered.
他的情绪失去控制。
And this is control of his emotions.
那从此身体也经历到这个忧虑所带来的反应。
And his body will, at the same time be affected by this worry.
所以当一个人忧虑的时候，
So when a person worries,
他会经历到头痛或者颈痛。
He can suffer headaches, neck pain.
或者背痛，消化不良。
back pain and indigestion.
所以忧虑会影响到一个人身体正常的操作。
Worry can affect the proper functioning of our bodies.
那严重的忧虑会造成忧郁症。
And serious worry can cause depression.
那今天越来越多的年轻人犯上这个忧郁症。
Today there are more and more
young... 忧郁症不是忧郁症。
Oh, okay. Today there are more and more young people who are suffering from anxiety disorders.
那忧虑症在50年前是很少听见的问题。
50 years ago, you hardly heard about anxiety disorders.
啊，在美国，啊，这个忧虑症是最普遍的一个心理病症。
But right now in America, anxiety disorders are the most common, psychological illness.
啊，影响到4000万18岁以上的人。
It affects 40 million people ages 18 and older.
啊，相等于啊12%的人口。
That is 12% of the population.
那根据这个人口调查局
According to the Census Bureau,
有三分之一的美国人因着这个疫情啊显出这个忧虑症或者忧郁症。
That one in three Americans, because of the COVID-19 epidemic, have started to experience anxiety disorders or depression.
所以每100个人大概有34个人显出这个忧虑或者忧郁这个症状。
So that means that 34 out of every 100 people have anxiety disorders or depression right now.
或者两者都有。
Or they have both of them.
在这个疫情之前只有 25% 的人经历到这个情绪低落。
Before the pandemic, only about 25% of people had these emotional lows.
但是在疫情中却有 50% 的人经历这个情绪低落。
And now in the midst of this pandemic, there are about 50% of people that are having these emotional issues.
所以忧虑影响到一个人的心理。
Worry affects a person's heart.
也影响到一个人的生理。
And it affects their body as well.
从这个属灵的角度来看。
From a spiritual perspective.
那忧虑牵涉到人的意念还有他的心思。
Worry touches on a person's mind and on his heart.
一个人忧虑是因为他对事情、对人、对东西存有不正确的意念或者心态。
Worry means that a person has the wrong thoughts and the wrong attitude toward things, toward people, toward objects.
忧虑是喜乐的盗贼。
Worry is a thief of joy.
忧虑把我们生命的喜乐抢走。
It steals away the joy in our lives.
那忧虑是我们人里面的一个问题。
Worry is a big problem in our lives.
那如果要除去忧虑，我们必须要听从圣经的教导。
If we want to get rid of worry in our lives, we need to follow the Bible's teachings.
那从今天早上我们所看的经文，一共有三方面能够帮助我们解决生活里面的忧虑。
From the passage we looked at today, there are three things that can help us deal with worry in our lives.
那首先，如果要除去生活上的忧虑。
First, if we want to get rid of the worry in our lives,
我们必须要有一个正确的祷告。
Then we must have proper prayer.
什么是正确的祷告？
What is proper prayer?
在这节经文说，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Here in this verse 6 it says,Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
那这节经文说明正确的祷告有三方面。
This verse shows us that proper prayer has three facets.
也就是祷告、祈求和感谢。
And that is prayer, petition, and thanksgiving.
那祷告是一个普通的一个用词。
Prayer is a common word.
那形容一个人向神的祷告。
And it just describes a person praying to God.
包括他对神的敬拜还有赞美。
And it includes his praise and thanks to God.
那每当我们感到忧虑的时候，首先必须来到神的面前敬拜他。
Every time we feel worried, we should first come before God to worship him.
那主导文第一个祷告的原则就是敬拜神。
The first principle that we see in the Lord's Prayer is to praise God.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name.
那主耶稣称神为天上的父。
Jesus here calls God our Father in heaven.
那说明神是至高的神。
That means that he is the God over everything.
他是创造天地万物的主。
He's the Lord who created heaven and earth.
那宇宙和世界上所发生的事情都在他的掌权之下。
And everything that happens in the universe and in this world are under his control.
那旧约圣经里面在撒母记上第二章记载了哈拿的祷告。
In the Old Testament, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 to 10 records the prayer of Hannah.
那在祷告的开始。
In the beginning of the prayer.
哈拿祷告说，我的心因耶和华快乐。我的脚因耶和华高举，我的口向仇敌张开，我因耶和华的救恩欢欣，只有耶和华为圣，除他以外没有可比的，也没有磐石像我们的神。
Then Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance.There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God.
人不要夸口说骄傲的话，也不要出狂妄的言语，因耶和华是大有知识的神，人的行为被他衡量。
Do not keep talking so proudly or let your mouth speak such arrogance, for the Lord is a God who knows, and by him deeds are weighed.
所以在还没有向神祈求之前
Before she even came before God to ask for anything,
那哈拿先称颂赞美这位至高的神。
She first praised and worshiped this Almighty God.
所以当我们向神祷告的时候
So when we pray before the Lord,
首先我们必须要敬拜他。
We first must worship him.
思想他的伟大。
Think upon his greatness.
他的公义还有他的慈爱。
His righteousness and his mercy.
神是创造天地万物的神。
God is the God who created the universe and everything in it.
一切的事情都在他的掌权之下。
Everything is under his control.
因此没有任何的问题是不能够解决的。
So there is nothing that he can't solve.
为什么我们忧虑?
So why should we have to worry?
我们忧虑是因为我们不认识这位神。
The reason we worry is because we don't really know this God.
这个是我们的问题。
This is our problem.
所以当我们感到忧虑的时候,
And so when we feel worried,
我们必须来到这位神的面前来敬拜他。
We should come before God and worship him.
所以正确的祷告第一就是敬拜这位真神。
And so the first principle of proper prayer is to worship the true God.
然后一个正确的祷告第二向神祈求。
The second part of proper prayer is to bring our petitions before God.
所以当我们有了这个敬拜的心的时候我们才向神祈求。
When we have this heart of worship, then we come before him and petition.
把我们的需要告诉神。
And tell him our needs.
所以当我们来到神的面前的时候，
When we come before the Lord,
我们必须一个真诚的心，毫无私心的向他祈求。
We should come before him with a sincere heart and no selfishness.
那主耶稣还没有被钉在十字架之前，
Before Jesus was crucified,
在这个客西马尼亚园迫切的向神祷告。
He prayed fervently in the Garden of Gethsemane.
那根据马太福音第26章39节的记载，
According to what's recorded in Matthew 26:39,
他就稍往前走，俯伏在地祷告说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.
主耶稣的祷告是我们学习的一个榜样。
Jesus' example in prayer is what we should study.
不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Not as I will, but as you will.
那在这个雅各书第四章第二到第三节也这么说。
It says in James 4, verses 2 to 3.
你们贪念还是得不着，你们杀害嫉妒，又斗殴征战也不能得，你们得不着是因为你们不求，是因为你们不求，你们求也不得着，是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
You desire but do not have, so you kill. You covet but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God.When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasure.
那一个正确的祷告是按照神旨意的一个祷告。
Proper prayer is according to God's will.
一个正确的祷告不是一个妄求的祷告。
Proper prayer does not have the wrong motives.
所以正确的祷告除了敬拜祈求第三就是感恩。
And so proper prayer, in addition to worship and petition, the third point is thanksgiving.
那感恩是一个属灵美德。
Thankfulness is a spiritual virtue.
那圣经教导我们无论在任何的情况下都要感恩。
The Bible teaches us that we should have thanksgiving in every situation.
所以当我们来到神面前向他祷告的时候，我们必须存着一个感恩的心。
So when we come before the Lord in prayer and petition, we should have a thankful heart.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十七到第十八节。
As it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 17 to 18.
不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
所以不断的祷告，存着一个感恩的心，这是神在基督里所给我们所定的旨意。
This is God's will for us in Jesus Christ, that we should pray continually and always have thanksgiving in our hearts.
所以当这个巴比伦王尼布加尼撒王下令国家人民只能够拜他，不能够拜任何人或神。
When the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar put out the edict that people could only worship him, they couldn't worship any other god or any other person.
但以理没有遵守王的命令。
Daniel did not abide by the king's command.
仍然照常每天三次向耶和华神祷告。
He still continued to pray to Jehovah God three times a day.
那根据但以理书第六章第十节的记载。
As it's recorded here in Daniel 6:10.
但以理知道这禁令盖勒预期就到自己家里他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷一日三次。双膝 跪在他的神面前祷告感谢，请注意这个字感谢，与素常一样。
Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks, and pay attention to that, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before.
所以但以理一天三次跪在神的面前向神祷告和感谢。
And so Daniel knelt before the Lord in prayer and thanksgiving three times a day.
那因着但以理不遵守神王的命令后来被丢在这个狮子坑里面。
Because he did not keep the king's command, he was thrown into the lion's den.
但是神与但以理同在，保守他保守他有平安。
But God was with Daniel, and he kept him in safety and peace.
神所赐的平安超越这个脱离灾难。
The peace that God gives is more than just keeping us from disaster like this.
神所赐的平安是心里面的平安。
The peace that God gives is a peace in our hearts.
所以在腓立比书第四章第六到第七节说
As it says in Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐处人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
所以保罗劝勉我们不要忧虑。
Here Paul urges us not to worry.
应当借着敬拜、祈求和感谢，把我们所要的告诉神。
That we should bring everything, all of our petitions to God through prayer, petition, and thanksgiving.
当我们这样做的时候
when we do this,
神必会赐给我们从上头而来的平安。
God will give us heavenly peace.
那这种平安是圣经说是出人意外的平安。
And the Bible tells us that this is a peace which surpasses all understanding.
是人不能够理解的。
It's something that man cannot understand.
无论环境的好坏。
No matter what our situation is.
那神所赐的平安是不会消失掉的。
The peace that God gives us will always be with us.
所以第一，我们应当有一个正确的祷告。
The first point is we should have proper prayer.
第二，如果我们要除去生活上的忧虑。
The second point, if we want to get rid of worry in our lives,
我们必须要有一个正确的思想。
We have to have proper thinking.
什么是正确的思想？
What is proper thinking?
不正确的思想带来不良好的情绪。
Improper thinking brings about negative emotions.
使到我们心里面没有平安。
So that we don't have any peace in our hearts.
当我们心里面没有平安的时候就会忧虑。
When our hearts have no peace, we'll naturally worry.
因为忧虑来自我们的意念。
Because worries come from our minds.
当我们的头脑存有不好的思想的时候。
When there are bad thoughts in our minds.
自然而然是会使到我们感到忧虑。
It naturally will cause us to worry.
那借着祷告、祈求和感谢，神赐给我们出人意外的平安。
Through prayer, petition, and thanksgiving, God gives us this peace that surpasses understanding.
平安牵涉到我们的心思，还有我们的意念。
This peace affects our hearts and our minds.
神把这个出人意外的平安，借着耶稣基督，放在我们的心里面，还有我们的思想里面。
And God.Through Jesus Christ gives us this peace in our hearts and our minds.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
那保罗在腓立比书第四章第八节继续说。
Paul continues in Philippians 4:8.
他说弟兄们，我还有未尽的话。凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你都要细思念。
Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
所以保罗说，那些真实的、那些可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的、德行的、可以称赞的事情，思念这些事情。
So he says, whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy, we should think about these things.
所以保罗在这里提到一共有八点。
There are 8 things that Paul mentions here.
第一就是真实的。
The first one is whatever is true.
首先我们应当思想真实的事情。
First, we should think about true things.
真实的事情有三方面。
There's three facets of truth.
真实的事情第一不是虚假的也不是谣言。
First of all, things that are true are not false and they're not lies.
谣言通常都不是真的。
Lies are usually not true.
那第二方面真实的是真诚的。
The second part of it is that truth is sincere.
真诚就是没有邪恶的动机。
Sincerity means there's no evil motives behind it.
然后真实的第三是忠心和信实。
The third facet of truth is loyalty and faithfulness.
真实或者真理是属神的。
Truth belongs to God.
是神的属性。
It's one of his attributes.
在罗马书第三章第四节上半句这么说。
In the second half of Romans 3:4 it says,
神是真实的，人都是虚谎的。
Let God be true and every man a liar.
那第二点保罗说我们应当思想那些可敬的事情。
The second thing that Paul said is we should think upon what's noble.
这些事情是值得被尊敬的。
These are things that are worthy of being admired.
有尊严的。
Things that you should respect.
比如说在提多书第二章第二节这么说。
As it says in Titus 2:2.
劝老年人要有节制端章自守在信心爱心忍耐上都要存全无耻。
Teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled and sound in faith, in love and in endurance.
那这节经文形容一个可敬的人。
And this verse describes a noble person.
那第三点，我们应当思想公义的事情。
Third, we must think upon what is righteous.
那公义是来自神，是神的标准。
Righteousness comes from God as God's standard.
公义是没有不对的地方。
There is nothing that is improper in righteousness.
在提摩太前书第六章第十一节这么说。
As it says in 1 Timothy 6:11.
但你这属神的人要逃避这些事，追求公义，敬虔，信心，爱心，忍耐，温柔。
But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness.
然后在马太福音第六章第三十三节这么说。
And it says in Matthew 6:33.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
然后第四点，保罗说，我们的思想应当是清洁的。
Fourth, Paul said our thinking should be pure.
没有任何污秽的意念。
We should have no impure thoughts.
那保罗在这里是针对这个道德上的清洁。
Paul here means moral purity.
特别是那些事情的事情。
And especially sexual things.
第五点保罗说我们将思想那些可爱的事情。
The fifth is we should think on those things that are lovely.
所谓可爱是在道德上的可爱。
And this is things that are lovely in a moral sense.
没有邪恶的意念。
Nothing that has any evil in it.
还有第六有美名的。
不好意思。what was that?
有美名的。
I don't know what that is.
That's
the next one. Oh, just the 第六点。我还是。
第六点。
The next part, part six, sorry, was we should think upon what is admirable.
还有第七点是有德行的。
Seven is what is excellent.
第八最后一点就是可称赞的。
And the last thing, number eight is what's praiseworthy.
所以当我们思想这些事情的时候我们的意念是清洁的。
So when we think upon all these things, our thoughts are pure.
就不会感到忧虑。
We won't feel worried.
那如果要心中有平安除去这个忧虑我们必须要思想这些事情。
So if we want to have peace in our hearts and get rid of worries, we have to think upon all these things.
很久以前我在大学念第二年级的时候。
Long time ago when I was in college, the second year of college.
修了一门电脑课叫做 Engineering Fortran.
I took a computer class called Engineering Fortran.
学习如何写这个电脑软件。
And it was studying how to write computer programs.
那在这个科目里面有一句电脑的俗语。
In this class, there was a bit of computer jargon.
就是 garbage in, garbage out.
And that is garbage in, garbage out.
换句话说你把垃圾放进去出来就是垃圾。
Garbage in, garbage out.
那如果我们把这个垃圾输入电脑出来就是垃圾。
If you put garbage into the computer, what you get out is garbage.
同样的如果我们把不好的东西输入我们的头脑。
In the same way, if we put bad things into our minds,
就会产生这个不好的思想还有行为。
It will cause bad thinking and bad actions.
因为这些不好的东西影响到我们的思想。
Because these bad things affect our thinking.
影响到我们的情绪。
They affect our emotions.
使到我们失去平安而感到忧虑。
They cause us to lose that peace and to worry.
罗马书第十二章第二节说。
And Romans 12:2 it says.
不要效法这个世界只要心意更新而变化。叫你们察念何为神的善良的纯全和喜悦的旨意。
Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
在诗篇第一篇第二到第三节怎么说？
And it says in Psalm 1 verses 2 to 3.
为喜爱耶和华的律法昼夜思想这人变为有福他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁按时候结果时叶子也不枯干凡他所做的尽都顺利
But his delight is in the law of the Lord and on his law he meditates day and night He is like a tree planted by streams of water which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not witherWhatever he does prospers.
如何不忧虑?
So how do we stop worrying?
一个很有效的方法就是昼夜思想神的话语。
One very effective method is to think upon God's word day and night.
那这段经文说，当你昼夜思想神话语。
This verse says that when we do that,
你将会好像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。
We will be like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither.
当你每一天利用一段时间来亲近神。
If we use a little bit of time every day to get closer to God,
读神的话语向他祷告。
Read his word and come before him in prayer.
那神所触人意外的平安将会与你同在。
The peace that surpasses all understanding will be with us.
那使你的心中的忧虑消失掉。
And it will get rid of all the worries in our hearts.
所以我们看到如何不忧虑，第一点就是有一个正确的祷告。
The first point in learning not to worry is have proper prayer.
第二就是有一个正确的思想。
The second is have proper thoughts.
第三就是有一个正确的生活。
The third is have a proper life.
所以如果我们要除去生活上的忧虑，
If we want to get rid of the worries in our lives,
我们必须有一个正确的生活。
We need to have a proper manner of living.
什么是正确的生活？
What is proper living?
在腓立比书第四章第九节这里说，
It says here in Philippians 4:9.
这个是保罗所说的话。
This is from Paul.
你们在我身上所学习的，所领受的，所听见的，所看见的，这些事你们都要去行。请注意哦，赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you.
所以保罗说，我们所学习到的。
Paul says that everything that we've learned.
我们所领受到的
，everything we've received，
我们所听见的、所看见的
，everything we've seen or heard，
应当把它行出来。
We must act upon it。
当我们这么做的时候，赐平安的神将会与我们同在。
When we do this, the God of peace will be with us。
所以我们不只听神的话语。
So we shouldn't just Listen to God's word.
学习神的话语。
Study God's word.
也要把按照神的话语把它行出来。
We have to act according to what we've learned.
在雅各书第一章第二十二节说。
As it says in James 1:22.
只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what.
那这节经文说，单单听到而没有行道，等于自己骗自己。
This verse says that just merely listening to the word and not acting on it is fooling yourself.
单单听到，甚至明白真道。
Merely listening and even understanding the truth.
而没有把这个道行出来是没有用的。
And not acting on it in our lives, that's useless.
那一个人听了道必须要把它行出来。
If a person has heard the word, he needs to act on it.
不然的话，雅各书有讲到，就好像一个人站在镜子面前。
Otherwise, as it says in James, he describes it as a person standing in front of a mirror.
看到自己的样子走开之后就把自己的样貌忘记了。
He sees his image, but when he leaves the mirror, he immediately forgets what he looks like.
所以如果我们把所听得到把它行出来。
If we act on the word that we've heard.
把这个道实践在我们的生活里面。
And apply it in our lives.
神的平安将会临到我们身上。
The peace of God will come upon us.
那有了平安，自然而然，心中的忧虑就会消失掉。
Once we have this peace, then the worries in our lives will naturally go away.
以赛亚书32章第17节说。
It says in Isaiah 32:17.
公义的果效必是平安，公义的效验必是平稳，直到永远。
The fruit of righteousness will be peace. The effect of righteousness will be quietness and confidence forever.
所以一个人的思想，跟他的生活行为是有密切的关系。
A person's thinking and his actions in his life are very closely related.
一个人的思想影响到他的行为。
A person's thoughts affect his behavior.
如果我们把好的东西输入我们的头脑，
If we put good things in our minds,
出来的都是好的。
Then what comes out will be good too.
如果要得到从神而来的平安，
If we want to have this peace from God,
那除去我们心中的忧虑，
And get rid of the worry in our hearts,
我们必须要把神的话语应用在我们生活里面，把神的话语行出来。
Then we have to use God's word in our lives and act upon it.
那今天早上我们所看的经文，腓立比书第四章第六到第九节，教导我们如何除去心中的忧虑。
This morning, the verses we looked at, Philippians 4, verses 6 to 9, teaches us how to get rid of the worry in our hearts.
所以我盼望弟兄姐妹能够记住这三大点。
And I hope that we'll all remember these three main points.
如果我们要除去心中的忧虑，
If we want to get rid of the worry in our hearts,
那第一，我们必须要有一个正确的祷告。
First, we should have proper prayer.
那第二，我们必须要有一个正确的思想。
Second, we should have proper thinking.
然后第三，我们必须要有一个正确的生活。
And third, we should have proper living.
如果你按照圣经所说的去做，
If you act upon what the Bible says here,
那神的平安将会临到你的身上。
God's peace will come into your life.
那你心中的忧虑自然而然就会消失掉。
And the worries in your life will naturally melt away.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第六章第二十五节告诉我们。
Jesus tells us here in Matthew 6:25.
他说不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么，生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes?
然后在34节主耶稣继续说，
And in verse 34 Jesus continues,
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天是有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
让我们大家来到神的面前向他祷告。
Let's come before the Lord in prayer.
主啊，我们都是软弱的人。
Lord, we're all weak people.
是的，我们经常为很多事情来忧虑。
Yes, we often worry about so many things.
我们忧虑是因为我们不认识你。
We worry because we don't know you.
我们不知道你是那位创造天地的神。
We don't know that you're the God who created heaven and earth.
一切都在你的掌权之下。
Everything is under your control.
主啊，求你教导我们把今天的话语存留在我们的心里面。
Lord, teach us to keep your word in our hearts.
让我们在每一天我们的连日里面继续的来认识。
And then we'll continue to seek to know you more every single day.
让我们的属灵生命每一天每一个月每一年继续的成长。
That our spiritual lives will continue to grow every day, every month, every year.
也求主帮助我们当我们学习你的话语的时候。
And teach us that when we study your word.
把它应用在我们的生活里面。
Help us to use it, apply it in our lives.
也求主加添给我们信心。
Lord, give us faith.
让我们经常的依靠你。
So that we can always rely on you.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.